The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Now we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. Checking in on Bravo. It's all about Rugged for me, but we're doing, Vanderpump, Jersey, Rugged, Summer House, if we have anything to say.
I must say, I was not enthralled. I like Rugged, but it's not the best one.
No, it's not.
It's going to be tough for them. They're going to have to.
Since the first one, it hasn't been as good.
You right.
Know? Let's be real. The first one was compelling. The second one got dark.
It was okay.
Right?
We were
trapped in Dorinda land.
If they didn't do it with Dorinda being the leader, I would think different. I don't like that location. I hate that whole
house. You know what I'm really enjoying though? I'm enjoying Candace versus Portia. That I am loving because I just
I thought you meant I like Candace versus Portia. Okay.
I like Candace more than Portia.
Yeah, right.
I like
too.
Them kind of battling on this show. I think it's fun because I don't know. Candace doesn't really get checked much. Like she kind of just fucking says whatever she wants all mm-hmm. the time. So it's kind of fun seeing that dynamic. I'm enjoying that.
Portia don't get along. Saved it. I'm laughing out loud at Portia, which I don't laugh out loud hardly ever. It's hard for me to laugh out loud.
I agree. Yeah, laughing out loud.
The only person who makes me laugh out loud is Bill Burr, and Tyler gets so jealous. It's hard for me to laugh out loud at any comedy.
Yeah, it takes a lot for me to be like chuckling away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tyler is so easy.
Oh,
I have two thoughts.
Laughers,
Tyler
yes.
is like a slow. He probably hears me say that. Gwyneth Paltrow's court trial.
Yeah.
I want to watch her, and I feel like it was the best thing that ever could have happened for her career for
when
me.
When she leaned over him, I wish you well. I died. I love it.
I don't think she was doing it because she probably knows everyone's going to be saying that, but it did take good character. She just wanted to teach him a lesson. I think the pettiness of it to
go up and be like, I wish you well. It's like, oh, you're such an asshole, but in the best way possible. I love it.
I know it was almost, but that is like a really, I think she meant it. Don't you think?
No, I think she did too. Yeah.
Listen to me. I flipped completely on this chick.
Flip flop.
And
next we need Julie Roberts to go to trial and get her over on your side.
Yeah, that will never happen. She, and the fact that she's so rich, she doesn't need to be at this court. She's spending all this time flying her kids in. It's a massive scene.
Yeah.
And for her to do that and win for a dollar. I saw someone put a meme of her at Price is Right and her thing says dollar. That killed me. That was a chuckle. But second thought is random. Has nothing to do with this. The best invention that ever happened is the glasses. Imagine if you're born.
Yeah.
What happened before glasses were invented and you were
That's
born without eyesight? You're fucked.
See. But I was thinking about this the other day. Like, I remember being like eight or like, I remember being school age and being like, fuck, I can't see anything on the board. And just being like, oh, I guess I
That's
need
to
like,
for
I remember.
You?
Yeah. Like, I remember being like, I can't see shit. And I am full blown squinting and like, this is not sustainable. And I have no idea what I would have done.
Did you start with just contacts or did you jump? Did you start with glasses or did you start with contacts?
No, I started with glasses, and then moved.
You wore a pad.
But I'm blind as a bat. I can't see shit. So I'd be one of those people like I would be killing people out on the road. That's how bad I can't see.
Back in the day, you wouldn't be able to you wouldn't be the leader of
It's like a disability like anything else. Yeah.
Right. What would have happened? Yeah. I wonder if they would shoot you and kill you or push you off the imagine if you had good eyesight that would put you at at a better advantage of life to survive, obviously, but yeah, it's just, you don't think about it.
No, I think about this a lot, like with other things, like who was the first person who put all the ingredients together that made bread, you know? And right. We're like, all right, I'm going to put this in the oven
that
and it's going to be
wild.
Yeah. I have a random recommendation. I watched a movie last night that I think people would enjoy on Apple called Tetris. I'd never heard about this, about like the selling of the game of Tetris. It was actually a nice little movie under 2 hours, involved nice. Russia, like kind of, yeah, it was entertaining.
Russia's involved with Tetris?
Yes. The guy who created it was in Russia. So it was like a whole kind of like,
I was on a Tetris thriller, kick for a few months back, maybe a year or so ago. Yeah. Still, then I got into Candy Crush again.
It was fun. Yeah. If anyone's looking for like a good movie.
So someone in Russia sold Tetris to somebody?
Created Tetris. And oh, like, they created. It was this whole, yeah, I'm not going to give it away, but it was the whole,
you
whole
can
thing.
Give it away.
It was good. Yeah, no, people may want to see it. I'll tell you. But wow. If you have Apple, check it out.
I did get Apple for freaking
Ted Lasso.
What's it called? Yeah.
You could have just used my login.
Ted Lasso is good, but it's not a comedy.
Okay, this is what I'm going to say about Ted Lasso. This is a show I've now tried to, like, I've tried to get into Ted Lasso. Like, I really have given it my best shot. I'm on the season before the season that's happening now. And I just, like,
season
can't
two,
find
I didn't
myself.
Think was good.
I guess I just, like, I don't really like the show. I mean, it's fine, but it's just, like, I'm not compelled to continue to watch it. It's, like, okay. And he's nice.
Tyler
and they're
feels
nice.
The same. My parents feel the same. My dad likes it, but.
Yeah. Okay.
The first season was a banger. Second season, they tried to get too artsy and it's dark. The third season, the first two episodes were good. Then the third one, it's like it's getting dark again. We'll have to see what happens. I like the characters. I like the idea of it. Tyler's like, I can't understand them. He's like,
watch more Love Island. Oh, that's what we meant to talk about. The winning of Love Island. Kai and Sanam. I have to say this season, like by the end, I didn't care. And I don't usually feel
I
that
stopped
way.
Watching.
But
and I'm
I just like
keep watching
the last like five episodes I thought were extremely boring. I found myself fast forwarding through final dates. Like I just wasn't compelled by any of them. And then when it ended, and they won. I was like, wow, that's very surprising. And I didn't really care either way. I don't know. It was OK.
I think the dates are boring as hell on that show all the way through. I hate watching people on dates. Yeah, I don't care about people talking. That's not what I want to watch on reality TV. Yeah. The show is kind of they need to do something different or. It is kind of losing me. And the older
I
get,
the characters,
the younger
like
they
we
get.
Said.
Right.
I think you have to have great TV. Cause like if Tanyel had been there to the end or something and like there were more compelling people, I think you would have felt different. I am happy for them.
They say they want to give their money to their schools or to students. It's like, keep your money, your teachers. Be selfish. Stop it.
Well, I mean, you know, selfless
nice.
People are teachers and they're
I
probably
know.
Gonna get mad endorsements. I looked at his Instagram and I thought it was cute. He like posted like a couple like pictures of him pose. He's like, is this what I'm supposed to do now? Like on his Instagram.
I like him.
Which I thought was, yeah, I like him too.
She's
I mean, I was
very
happy.
Pretty.
Very pretty. They seem like they like each other. I love, honestly, what I love most is how big of a fuck you it was to Liv. Like it proved what she was trying to say that like he's and he's the one that's putting them in the bottom. It's like, no, it was you.
The last episode I watched was her getting kicked off. And I was shocked that she went home then.
Yeah, I know she did. Wow. You stopped
but
a while ago.
The UK hated her.
Yeah. Yeah. And they came for it, which I loved.
Sanam is the first person to win who came in for the Casa Amor.
Came in late. Yeah.
Right. She's the first person.
She
seems very nice and she's very naturally pretty. But I think Ron and Lana should have won.
I agree.
I must say I'm fascinated with Will and what's her name?
I noticed they're always at the top of our Instagram every time I look at the stories.
They are freaks and I can't stop watching. Now she's on this legit farm with him. She's in like a regular old like raincoat. Then she's got booty shorts on with like she's gonna catch something right up her vagina from these lambs and it is crazy. And it's like now she's in a freaking farm. I don't know. She must be hating that she got picked with him. There's no way she can be happy. Watch the Instagrams and tell me if her eyes are asking for help. You have to tell me.
All right. I'll look. All right, let's get into it. What do you want to start with on Bravo here? We have Rugged, Vanderpump.
Okay, I got to stop with Jersey.
Okay.
Louis is a lunatic.
Okay, thank
you. I think he is absolutely a psychopath. Teresa's, and I'm turning on Teresa after 100 years. I can't stand the way that she's still fighting. That whole situation fighting, and then her getting talked to by Louis like that. And she just, I can't believe she picked him, married him, no prenup. She's the biggest idiot. I just can't stand any of them. Melissa is almost, I almost was on Melissa's side by the end of this episode, which I never have been. And Joe Giudice, why would they go into business together if they can't get along?
I have no idea. I think the biggest red flag to me is the way he's talking to her in public tells you everything. Because if he's checking, nobody, I'm sorry, no other adult is talking to me like that. Fuck off. Like, not happening. So if he's talking to her like that in public, what is he doing in private? I am very concerned. And she's eating it. That's the other thing. Like, when he checks her, he's literally checking her, and she is checking her behavior, not in like a way of like, no. not in a positive way. In a controlling way. Yeah. This was the first episode where I was like, oh shit, this is weird. The way he was talking to her in front of other people was just shocking to me.
And his energy and wants to hold Melissa's hand. Hold my hand while we talk, that Melissa.
That was weird.
And I can't follow. So Louis gave them $250,000 to start a pizza business, but then Melissa, they were going to call it No No's, and then
Teresa on the box.
Changed it to Skinny Pizza, which nobody wants. Skinny Pizza, that's the worst name on the entire planet. And they're taking pictures, and then
fishy to me.
But if it's his money, why do Joe and Melissa cry that they were scammed?
Because I guess it was their dream to own a pizzeria.
Up a fucking pizzeria, right?
All of it seems suspect to me. From like the two stories, do not seem aligned. It seems really weird that he would invest $500,000 and then just lose it and not give a shit. Like, he's not wealthy. Yeah.
He has that much liquid cash to be losing. Ooh. No way.
$50,000 to just lose. Like, at his price point in terms of like where he's at life, he's not fucking Rihanna. Even
Jeff Bezos would be upset. Yeah. That's a big chunk of money.
I don't know. I really didn't like, I guess, like, I'm at the breaking point with the Teresa, Joe, Melissa. Like, it's always been dark. It continues to be dark. Now with like Louis, his influence in there, like when he's talking to her about Margaret, like with the just all of that, I don't know, just made me uncomfortable. I don't like where it's going at all.
The way he tries to Tony Robbins all of them and just be Mr. I'm the Mr. Nice Guy, and the way that he goes behind her back to Melissa's mom and apologizes and says, pretty much throws Teresa under the bus in the previous episode. We forgot to bring that up. And then he says that they're going to invite her. He just tries, and Joe pinned it. You know, he tries to be Mr. Nice Guy, and behind Teresa's back, it's crazy.
Teresa said, like, if Melissa was a good woman, she would make it better for my brother and I. Like, it's just like, this is what we always get back to, which is fundamentally they hate each other. And you can't fix hate when it's this deeply embedded into how people interact with each other. Even if they ever pretend, every time they pretend like it's fine, it's never fine. And they continue to talk shit. And it's just like, honestly, they need to fully cut ties. And the show has to move away from this, or it's going to, I'm at the end of it.
And why would they think having a business together is going to fix everything? That was the worst thing.
The other thing that really bothers me that's happening right now is like the way they're coming for Danielle and focus on like what she's not telling about this situation with her brother is really weird to me. I don't understand why a bunch of women are gossiping about this. Like I am fully on Danielle's side of that. Like, fuck off. I told you the story, and it doesn't matter if it's not what happened or if it didn't. This is shit with my family. Why are you guys consumed with it? It doesn't influence any of these people. I don't understand their obsession. It's very weird to me.
Yeah. My issue, I love Danielle. And I think that they're just attacking her, right? Because they want to make her look like shit or something. But
I love her,
but she has to stop leaving. I have seen that point.
Yes.
And I feel bad. Well, she always says, you don't want to mess with me. You know, I'm the wrong person. She doesn't know how I deal with things. But then she couldn't even really put together a comeback to Rachel.
you just like the comeback is shut the fuck up. Who cares? This is my family life.
Or no,
leave it alone.
When they were talking about what they were talking about in the store, I felt bad for, I like Danielle way more than any of these people on the show, but I feel like she's got to, I think she will be, I think she's been slapped in the face with the reality that these women are sharks.
Yeah. I just, it's weird. I don't, they're really like, it feels like how Vicky used to come for like the first season Housewives and always be a dick. It's like, it's just real dick energy. For and she
and who cares
has only brought it up casually, and again, who gives a fuck? How does this impact anything with Danielle? What you think she like? I don't even know what they're trying
to imply
happened. It's weird,
right?
Like,
and then Dolores in the background. Well, there's got to be something with the wife.
Exactly.
Well,
it's like,
who knows?
Who cares? Again, who cares? Why do you care about what's happening with her brother? It's not Melissa, Joe, and Teresa because it's not on the show. You know what I mean? That's the difference to me. We can talk all day about something that's being portrayed, but she's not bringing her brother into it. They're not, there's no conversations about it.
And I like the way her husband left with her. They seem like a nice, healthy couple. They should, she's trying to be, she wants to be famous, obviously.
Yeah.
She was on an old, like My Life in Jersey or some type of My True Life. I just can't get over Louis. He's a nut job. And that woman running the United States is so true. So right.
So it's just all bad.
The way he yells at her, like, you're both the problem. He's 100% right, but he just comes across like such a creep.
Yeah, it's not, it's like even like when he's like, you are interrupting me. You are. It's like he's talking to a 15-year-old, not his partner. It just like, and that's again, like you do that in private. You have a very calm conversation. Hey, like when we were having that conversation earlier, you were really like, you were interrupting me a lot. If you calm down a little bit, it could be a better approach. Like, just again, it's like he's coming across like some motivational coach when really he's a deeply flawed, fucked up person. And it's like, I smell the bullshit. And I feel
he's
like this
so
is now
red.
So red. Like they're all just going to have skin cancer. Like,
and the way that Joe was like, I got to have him move his car. It's just like the universe.
That was great.
Is screwing with them.
It's great.
Melissa, though, did come across. I know she's the problem too. I know they all are, but if I was Melissa, I would want to be out of this. I couldn't deal with it anymore.
It's just like,
I don't want to watch it anymore. Cancel the show.
That's what I'm saying. We've watched this for 13 seasons at least, right? I don't even know how many seasons it is. Whatever. Since Melissa has joined the show. There is never, I mean, you watch the flashbacks, they're all great classics, but like it's never trended in the right direction ever, ever. Even when it has, it's been fake as hell. So it's like, again, what is the point of what we're doing now? It's just, and it makes me honestly really sad. He's not at the wedding, like how bad they are, but I don't know. I just can't,
you know, and
seem to care.
I guess if everyone else's mom is invited, maybe they should have invited the dumb mom and maybe not the sister that would have shown something. Would they be fighting about the sister? Who knows? I do like the whole
something to fight about.
The breakfast. Jen Aiden really puts together a spread. What a wife. Bill Aiden.
Great spread.
Treat her like gold. Who puts together a breakfast like that? A real woman. Especially I would never. Like, there'd be some Egg McMuffins thrown on the table. I mean, come on. Gotta love it.
Yeah.
And Jackie. Know. Teresa screaming, shut the F up to Jackie was.
Loved that.
I mean,
love that.
Come on.
Shut the fuck up, Jackie. You're getting family business. You're getting family business. I loved it.
So word on the street was people are saying across the internet that Jackie's and that Jackie's sister dated Evan before they dated her. Then Jackie's on family vacation in Florida. And she puts up this sad story where she's like, I'd like to clear the air that my sister did not date Evan first. She was married in 1998 and I didn't meet Evan till 2003. It's so sad. You're on vacation with your family. Ignore it.
Yeah, who cares? God. Yeah.
She comes
like
across
a desperation with her.
It's sad.
I know. It is.
It took
sad.
Us so long to like her. And then we finally do. And she just rips it
I'll
down.
I'll tell you, it's us. A quick. Yeah, it's a quick pivot. I'm over her. Again. yeah, I don't know about. I don't know.
Dolores' dark hair in her confessional. I do like that look. She looks so
I
different.
Like it a lot. Yeah, I liked it. I was like, who is that? I was like, oh shit, that's Dolores.
But she's got to stop with the face stuff. She's got a gorgeous face. She's starting to look like Jessica Rabbit in a cartoon
just
form.
Leave it. Yeah, you got to leave it.
And she's right. They all wanted her to find someone like Polly who's treating her nice, and then now they all have a problem with it because little baby Frank. That isn't more interesting than anything. Get Frank involved.
Yeah, love seeing Frank lose it crying at the party. It's good.
One thing that Louis said, though, that really proves to me that he's a liar is he goes, "I've got nothing to lose, Joe." That's a statement. You do have a lot to lose.
Yeah.
That's a statement of someone who's unhinged and crazy. I would never say that.
I got nothing to lose. Yeah, it's Teresa's. Very suspect.
I said Joe Giudice is calling her a "see you next Tuesday" is more romantic than the way he talks to her.
Oh, by the way, I saw that. Somebody was like, he didn't say it to her face. Right. We all said things we regret sometimes. It's like, okay.
Well, yep. Joe Giudice really seems a lot healthier than Louis.
I mean,
that's saying something.
We know who Joe Giudice Joe Giudice was. He was just like a simple Italian macho like idiot, right? And like, I do feel like what Louis doing, he's on some that show we watched where the guy was like taking everybody for a ride.
Yeah, Dirty John, right?
Dirty John vibes. Yeah,
he is,
which is much more suspect.
He knew Teresa. Like, he knew her. There's no way he didn't.
Yeah, I don't know.
She's in trouble.
Yeah,
in River City.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? Should we talk Rugged?
Yes.
Okay. My favorite moment of this was, I love everything Marisol and Alexi are doing. Like, I think they are just gold.
When their clothes are at the table,
great. When they were at the table and Candace burped and they were like, in Spanish, they're like, this woman, she just burped at the table. And like, Alexia's like, that is horrific. I just like, in Spanish, I just love that. Candace did. And they were like, she just burped at the table. And they were like saying it in Spanish. It was so funny. Like, that's disgusting. Just like them sharing the room. Like, they give me early Ramona and Sonia vibes.
They do.
In a good way. You know,
I miss that they're sharing a room.
Mm-hmm. They're sharing a room. Yeah.
Why? By choice?
I don't know. I miss that. I'm not sure. Yeah, because you don't remember they were like, oh, we're spending like all this time together. Like, we're in the room together.
I figured that out when they were saying, oh, you can't, when they had the argument about washing their hair.
Yes.
I do love it.
Yeah, they're fun.
And and Alexia really puts, she really talks to Marisol like she's a little dog. Like, Marisol.
I mean, Marisol... just the two of them are fun together. I mean, Marisol coming in with her like morning cocktail when she like arrives at breakfast is just wild to me. Like, she just doesn't stop.
And that loved their outfits though. At the Mardi Gras, they looked fabulous.
Yes, they did. That was great fashion. I want to dunk Heather's head in a soap bowl and wash her hair. It's just like, her hair looks so dirty. It's driving me nuts. Her confessional outfit, I can't get over, even though it's been like four episodes. I can't unsee it.
It's the ugliest confessional outfit of all time.
And I hate her with this stupid punching in the eye thing, eating the scorpion, not saying shit. Like, it's just, it's tired. And I don't know. I could care less. I don't care about what you're her.
On Heather is that her and Jen had a romantic relationship because the way she's protecting her is the way that she's like a pushover for a man. Yeah. And the way that she calls Jen and says, oh, she texted me, I love you this morning. And the way that she was calling her and FaceTiming her, so I could feel the excitement in the air of someone that you are in love with. And the only reason that you would be rioting for someone so hard when you just spit all over Whitney's face. And Jen seems like the type of woman that they would be in there, and they were having sex. Like the woman said, maybe they were scissoring or whatever, wherever someone said that. I don't know what we were watching, but someone brought that. It was at the finale and I had never crossed my mind, but the way that she keeps talking about her and sticking up for her, it's like an abused partner.
She
would keep quiet against Coach Shaw, and maybe Coach Shaw would be okay with it. But I truly believe that there's something with it.
Yeah. It's weird.
It's something deeper than friendship.
It has to be. It's like either, I don't know. It's either money or feelings. It's like one of the two, because there's some odd protection happening that I don't really get. And I just, the like
the fight about church and like what I loved Portia when she's like, all we do here with these ladies, they're just fighting about church enough. And it's like, it is like, I just, the way it's capitalizing, I guess that's like what I'm, the little bit of issue I'm running up with the show is like, it is capitalizing these first couple episodes. Like, I just don't care. I don't care. I don't have a side. Like, I'm not team Whitney. I'm not team Heather. I feel equally. I don't really give a shit. I don't know. That's what's making it hard for me. I kind of like feel bored with it.
I am team Whitney. And I do like that she calls Lisa Barlow. Lisa Barlow should be there instead of Heather. Heather was a bad cast. Leah was a bad cast.
Yeah, Leah was a terrible cast.
And I think you should drink. I don't want a sober housewife. It makes me think too much. Or, oh, where is her non-alcoholic drink? And then it's just like, it just makes me feel anxious when I'm watching it.
Well, because let's be real. This sounds horrible. Leah was great when she was drunk.
I know.
The first season, she was fun as hell because she was a drunk mess. And like, she's just not, her energy is not positive enough and like fun enough to warrant like wanting to tolerate her sober. That sounds terrible, but that's kind of what I feel like. That's the vibe. She was fun when she was drunk and like, but now it's just like, I don't care. Your negative energy. I just like, I don't like.
Just a bad personality, a dark cloud.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Very dark. And meanwhile, like, I'm loving
get cast for Real Housewives of New York.
Choice. Yeah, such a bad choice.
They were like, looking for a Bethany.
Portia. Yeah, they were like Portia and Giselle's energy together. Love them. I think that's one of the funnest things of this show for me is Saves watching the show. Their friendship. And I think the alliance is like Portia. If it was a competition show, it would be Portia, Giselle, Alexia, and Marisol. Like, they're the little alliance. Like, when they were in the car talking shit on the way home, I loved that. And I love Portia telling, like, when she was talking about Candace crying at the table, she's like, no tear left behind, but Candace, she will get everyone. Like, I love that. Because I feel like people don't check Candace. I feel like Portia sees her.
Well, Candace is, she's a great housewife, though. And she's always a great housewife. She's always in it, no matter what.
But she's too arrogant for me or something. Like, she's cute. She's not humble, I guess. It's like, and the way she talks shit on Twitter is like, it shows you a little bit of her character.
Oh, she is a terrible, but she makes a great housewife. Right. You want to, she wants to cry you have to either stop crying and then sit there and say all your degrees and put someone down because they're on TV. I don't like that. If you want to be completely educated, that's great. But you're not even a broadcaster. You're a housewife. And I like that.
Right.
Portia's like, well, I got your job.
Yes.
That's what I do like about that, but I don't appreciate the crying and you can't handle the emotional part or just kind of being a baby because your mom has been babied your whole life.
It's
the tears is default, what drives me nuts.
Yes. The default to crying over everything, like, it just makes you care less, right? It has less impact when somebody's crying over every single thing. It's just like, enough, fuck up.
And then if you cried and then apologized and it seems like you wanted to grow, but you cry and then you say, well, I have this and this degree.
Right.
And you're an idiot pretty much.
Yeah.
You lose it there.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't want her allianced up with Leah, but I'm not shocked, but
it's weird. And that's another character indicator for me. Who you match up with says a lot about, like, you know, birds of a feather flock together. Been loving that phrase lately.
I love how Giselle, though, this show has kind of completely freed her from what she did to Chris.
Yeah,
because all the women don't really know all the facts.
Yeah, right.
Giselle's kind of saying, kind of doubled down in that something did happen when it didn't. See, it didn't seem like it really did anything happen, but it's interesting because the show hasn't aired, I don't think, and nobody's watched.
And people don't know. Yeah,
because at the reunion,
really ruin him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the reunion, Giselle, I think, was kind of
it's a good season for this is a good showing for Giselle. Even like the Reasonable Shady stuff at the end, I was like, ugh, I don't really care about this. But largely, like, she does have that presence of like holding court. Like, she's one of the top dogs.
Portia's questions were 10 times better. That was the problem.
Yes. Yes.
Portia as the game show host and the way she would just ask the questions was hilarious.
Yes.
Portia's a star. Yes. I'm an idiot. I said, would she be able to go back on Housewives? she would fit right back into the Atlanta Housewives, obviously. I didn't realize Sheree's back and Marlo. She would be great back on the show. And this season of the, they just released the trailer for Atlanta Housewives. Looks great.
It does look good. Got some fights. I mean, Candy always brings it. Oh, this is what I've been meaning to tell you. I watched this show on Peacock called Queen's Court with Tamar.
Oh, okay.
Evelyn Lozada and Nivea, who's like a 90s R&B artist, was like a dating show. It actually was very good. Two of them got engaged, Tamar and Evelyn.
I just can't like get over that her and Vince dating really show. Broke up.
I know.
That baby
seems in a good place,
identical.
Though. I know. Literally his twin.
Tamar is a star. Anything she's Tamar on is
can
good.
Do anything. Yeah, she's great.
Some of the best hours of my life. I'm not kidding. Yeah. My favorite hours of my life were watching her on the Real. She was so good on it. Once she was off of it, it fell apart. She is so good.
Yeah.
She is alive. She's funny. She's smart. Oh, I love her.
All right. Should we talk Vanderpump?
Oh, someone else made a point. I just don't understand why they're just in these hotels. I get that they want to do something about themselves, which is understandable, but why can't they go into Thailand and kind of experience the culture? And we see them like fish out of water. Yeah. What do you think? It's too much with production, but why are we in Thailand then? Go sit in a Los Angeles.
Right. I don't know. Cause they're not really doing adventures. They're going to like restaurants. They did the elephant thing. They need to do more stuff like that.
Boat.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want them to be maybe in like a Thai market, trying different food, meeting people. Mm-hmm. It'd be cool if it became like a Anthony Bourdain mix, you know?
Yeah. You're asking for a new show.
I would like to just be out and about. If I went to Thailand, I'd be pissed if I got stuck in this hotel.
Yes. 100% in this villa. Yeah. All right. Vanderpump. You know, this was fine. I think. I don't know. Something has to, like, for me to continue to be invested in this show, like, we got to start moving towards the real drama, I feel like, because this was kind of like a filler episode. I don't know. And I think it's weird that Lala and Sheena are like such good friends now. And they're like co-raising their children together, which is very fascinating. Very odd.
She bought a house right next door in Palm Springs.
I mean, Sheena literally was like, Brock's going to help raise her, like, Ocean. It's like, what? Like, I don't know.
I do believe that Lala wouldn't screw Brock.
No, but they do give like thruple energy.
I liked her apologizing to him, though.
Yes.
And the way he responded, it was a beautiful moment on Bravo for sure.
Yeah, I thought that was nice.
The best thing that ever happened was people are watching this Sheena thing, because the show, there is nothing. I wouldn't be watching it. The show, I think, would still suck without this scandal.
Yeah, no, I agree. Just lost it 100% spark. Suck. Yeah, I think like these are the things I enjoy. I love James. He's such a disaster that it's just great television watching him like ask Lala if he should propose to Ali in Mexico and just talking shit and being an asshole.
Them together,
just, like,
that's great.
That's entertaining. Him and Lala, funny, like it. And then I like the just the underlying, like watching Raquel is fascinating to me when I never would have cared. But again, if this wasn't happening, I wouldn't care.
Watching the way she looks at Sandoval in all the scenes, fascinating. I put on Twitter that I see them as a couple, and Ariana's not really around unless they're in a hotel room or something. When they're in a group setting, you see that Raquel is right next to Sandoval and she's looking at him with love in her eyes. And Ariana's looking checked out. So you can really tell, not that he should, I'm never saying it was okay what he did, but you can really see. I never would have noticed it. You would think she's a nice person, but you can see that she's such a little snake. And someone said that she's filming these confessionals. I don't know if that's true I guess it is true because they filmed the confessionals after she would have already started the affair. Okay. So some of the things she says, it's very sick and twisted.
It is. It really is. It's just wild. That's the Raquel of it all is compelling. James is funny. The rest of it, like James's dad being like a drunk disaster. Like, I can't believe he DJed for 2 years without drinking. Amazing. He's a dick.
He wants him to drink pretty much and telling him he's pretty much a loser for not drinking.
Yeah. I feel like he should be sober.
The show is a bullshit though, because Tom Schwartz during this time, he's actually in a relationship with this girl named Jo, who was best friends with Kristen Doty, who now Kristen's not friends with. They were best friends for like 8 years or something. And okay. he's living with her. So he's pretty much moved on from Katie, but inviting her to the tasting, acting like he gives a shit.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, there's a lot of layers that are still, this is still just a show.
Yes. Right. I mean, that's why what happened was so shocking, right? Because it was super real and out of nowhere. It's like vintage Vanderpump. We all know what the show has become. I guess, like, yeah, I'm going to keep watching to watch like it continue to develop. But it is a little like, it's not holding me like it was.
It's like the day after Christmas. It's the energy is gone for me. I could care less. Right. I'll watch the reunion, but I don't even believe that anything will follow through with Bravo because it hasn't in so long.
I know. We'll see. I hope we get the meat of it. Like then I will be all back in. But
Ariana has bleached her hair. She looks hot as hell. Looks like not to be mean, like she's got that breakup diet. Yes. Not that she needed one, but I'm just saying she looks like 30 out of 10 right now.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for her. It's when someone cheats on you when you're in a long-term relationship like that, it's a gift. The best thing you could do, then you're not going back and forth with some loser for another 5 years. You move on and that's it. It shows really what he is.
It's just, again, the shadiness of it all. And the fact that Raquel, like she didn't even try to disconnect from Ariana. She like somehow tried to become closer with her. It's just so weird.
Very murderer vibes.
Yes. And again, like when you put it all together with Raquel, the fake name, the weird, the strobe light, the like, energy. I don't care about anybody's man. It's psychotic behavior. It really is, like unstable as hell.
And she's everywhere.
And even now, like the fact that she brought TMZ to her nail shop to film her look like shit, talking about this shit, like just the self-invested, like a self-obsession of that is weird to me.
The show. How Schwartz is fake. He's trying to screw Raquel when he knows that there's no way. I think day one he knew she was with Sandoval.
Yeah.
And I judge Schwartz so much. They're all just trash. I don't know how Sheena and Brock seem like the most quality people out of everybody.
Right? I know.
Miss Christina Kelly showing up. I must say, I talk shit on Lala because she drives me crazy sometimes, but she is the most entertaining person. And James, her and James are the show.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Yeah. They're fantastic. I would honestly love I would love if the two of them ended up together. I think it'd be hilarious.
Gosh, but
that's it. I got, did you want to say anything on Summer House? I watched it. I took notes. I don't really have anything that stood out to
me. Summer House, when people say that Lindsay's 36, it makes a big difference. She's not 25, you know, even 21, 22, you know, she's not wasting the best years of her life. So what if she wants to be sober around her boyfriend? Imagine if Carl wanted to keep getting shit faced around Lindsay. If Lindsay wanted to get sober, those girls would think Carl's a piece of shit. But if Lindsay wants to do it, she's
say is bullshit. Like, I just have no tolerance for their opinion. I think it's ridiculous. It's such a weird thing to be like, you're really holding back around. No shit. He's fucking sober. What do you want her to do? Black out and like make him feel horrible and drive him to drink? I just like, I don't understand their argument at all. It's like dickish. Like, again, you're not, to your point, you're in your mid 30s. This is naturally what happens.
Late.
You slow it down. You start spending more time with your partner. Like all of those are just the way life goes. I'm sorry. It is. So their argument is annoying.
They all hate her and are jealous of her. Yes. And the way that Danielle's face is in the dinner, that is not a friend.
No, Danielle's being a real asshole. I think Paige, again, just Paige at the dinner, just like the question when they did the group dinner, she's just asking all these stupid couple questions, trying to piss people off. It's like, Paige, fuck off with this.
Seriously.
Like, again, what is the point? What are you guys trying to do? Who cares if they're happy in a bubble? It's not abusive.
Good for them.
No one is. They seem happy. If they want to fight, get over it and be happy, let them do that. I don't understand the whole response to their relationship. I just don't get it at all. I really don't.
She's 36. She doesn't want to go to Montauk.
God bless her. Who cares?
And Danielle's, I mean,
she did
so want
to go to Montreal, but
right,
but like, yeah, exactly.
But
like
with Carl,
Danielle's, yeah, Danielle wants somebody else to be miserable with. That's what it comes down to. The way she's talking about Robert, it's dead on arrival.
Robert hates
you can
her.
Already tell.
Yeah, she wants him to come there. To bed. She wants come what Lindsay bed. And Carl have, but
yeah,
but she, it's sad. It's sad to see friends not really love their friend's best interest.
Yeah, it's weird. It's really like, it feels, I don't know. It just is trash behavior. And it's like, everybody has seen, I know we're Lindsay defenders, but like everybody's seen the ridiculous,
I think a lot of people are,
like that Lindsay has been through. Just let her,
it's commendable.
Happy.
Right.
Who cares? If they're in their weird little bubble together, find your freak, go fly your free flag. Who gives a shit? I really don't care.
And I think if Kyle wasn't in business with Carl, he would be very supportive of them. I do think it's more of the business that drives him nuts.
Yeah, maybe. I just
because
don't really
Carl
care about
still
that either.
Goes along with the drunk bullshit. I don't care about right. that either, but right.
But just like Kyle, again, who are any of these people to be giving relationship advice?
Right.
Kyle and Amanda are finally semi-okay and they have been 10 years of a disaster. So it's like, who, just fucking let them live. Who cares?
I wonder about them, right?
Yeah.
I feel bad for for Amanda. She really has
Amanda's
sadness in her eyes, doesn't she?
So thin too. Like, and she just looks, yeah, there's like an unhappiness radiating. Yeah.
And I put in my notes, Kyle will live to be 115. He just is so
totally.
Jolly.
I know, he really is jolly. Was it him? I wrote this down. I don't know who said it when he's like, my dick is so dope. I think it was Kyle. Like, he's just a mess.
I think at that dinner, though, I did think Sierra was the only person asking questions without judgment. I do like Sierra more this season without her arguing with whatever.
Yeah, I just like same thing. I don't care about like Gabby feeling like they're not friends. You're not. Who cares?
Right.
Like, I'm just like...
So whatever. They are putting together a Martha's Vineyard. Seems like a summer house.
I saw.
So that looks great.
My
We're
one
on
concern,
board.
I'm definitely on board. But when I was watching it, I didn't see like a ton of drama. Like it seemed like, I don't know.
Well, I'm okay
like
with watching
fun,
if people are really people friends and having a
yes.
good time. If
yes,
there's the spark
too.
There, it could end up like yeah. a Southern Hospitality situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think there's too much Bravo to watch. And then people got below deck sailing.
I mean,
I think cancel Summer House, this Summer House, and put all your eggs into the new one.
Yeah. I mean, we've cut some Bravo shows out that we're just not watching. Below Deck being one of them, you know, there's a lot of shit.
I know people do rave about the sailing, but I really don't care.
I don't either. All right. I think
and
that's
Jersey
it.
Is getting on the chopping block, sadly.
I know you said this episode cancel Jersey, which I never thought I would hear you say. I'm not there yet.
Just
but.
That that them sitting there. And
I know
I've never started to really dislike Teresa, but it's too much. And with Louie involved, there's a real darkness, even darker.
That's
than
it.
It's ever
me.
Been
the stupid, the lack of judgment around this relationship, like just even not having. The foundation of not having a prenup when you're somebody with assets makes no fucking sense to me. Like, it's not even about the marriage or whatever. It's just the practical thing to do when you are a name.
The
like,
dumbest
Teresa
thing.
Giudice is a fucking name. Protect your assets. What
and
are
we
you
know,
doing?
We know. Imagine the conversation behind closed doors that he
yes.
manipulated her into not doing it. Yeah,
of course.
And I think this wedding special is going to be dark.
She got fucked once by a man. By not
jail?
Having her nose
Camp.
In the finances. And
right.
she is repeating the same shit. It's crazy. Such a disaster. All right. Guess what, guys? On that note, we'll be back. We've turned on Teresa. No, not fully. I'm not there yet. But
I'm turning. Slowly I turn. It's hard. I can't do it
anymore.
Once
you get the ick. Once your head turns.
I know. I'm getting
turns,
the ick.
You know?
Oh, when God. She was telling Jackie to F off, that revs my engines. But
yeah. Yeah.
The fact that marrying Louis is,
yeah,
it's really questioning everything.
I know it is. All right, guys. We'll
Dina turned on her. I mean, there's signs everywhere.
I know.
Ace
we
of base.
We ignored them for years. We'll be back.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.